This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
In terms of the markets right now, futures are kind of mixed. Oil is back above 67 a barrel. as we welcome in Jill Schlesinger from CBS News and JillOnMoney.com. Okay, so Trump threatens an extra 10% tariffs on any anti-American BRIC policies. You know, was it Brazil, Russia, India, China, and is there an S? I don't know what the S is in BRIC. I think it's just BRIC. And then there's the potential return to those huge tariffs from the spring. The 90-day pause on those huge tariffs is Wednesday, but the Treasury Secretary said maybe August 1st is when we'd start implementing them. I know we have other stuff to talk about. I didn't know if it's time. Any thoughts on the tariff madness continuing?
I have many thoughts about many things, so let's just do this. Let's do a little tariff talk right now and save everything I sent you for the future use because I don't want to do more work, and I think you know that about me. I like to sort of put it in the bag.
And it's summertime, so okay.
All right, now I'm going to tell you a little. Let's just talk a little bit about. Okay, so whether it is Wednesday or August 1st, just to remind everybody that we had this pause 90 days ago. There was a big tariff increase. Remember the Rose Garden announcement, big placard, you know, here's where the tariffs are going to be. Okay, so right now where we stand is 10% charges on imports from all countries, 30% on China, 50% steel and aluminum, 25% on cars. Okay?
Wow, and so good. You did such a good job there. That was great.
Dude, come on. I live this stuff. I just don't want to repeat everything, you know, in 3 weeks. So I got it for you. I have everything ready for you. Don't worry. I think that a lot of people think like this deadline means it's a den, you know, everything's going to change. I think we're in this rolling negotiation period. So even if you think about this, let's pretend that between now and August 1st, there are some deals, there are other deals that do go in place. Not, but let's forget about that. Even with the current pause where we are right now, that would be the highest tariff rate in the United States in almost 90 years. So it's big. We talk about it's not as bad as it was, but it's big. And just as a reminder for everybody, the U.S. company that imports the goods is on the hook for that extra charge, that tariff. The importer can choose to absorb the cost, which reduces its profit, or pass it along to consumers. My friends over at the New York Federal Reserve Bank did a big survey, and they have found that so far, 3/4 of businesses facing tariff-induced cost increases have passed along at least some of these higher costs to their customers by raising prices. So there are some price increases taking place. We don't see a huge tick up in the inflation rate, but we think there's going to be at the back half of the year.
Interesting, because I, again, like you said, it's your life and I only read what I read, but I thought it was not the opposite, but I thought that there was a surprising amount of of companies who have not passed on the cost to the consumer.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have. I just don't think it has been that much. And remember, we don't have all the data yet. We have data for the first half of the year. So just to remind you all that the first quarter, there was a run-up in imports, okay? Meaning a bunch of American companies were like, these tariffs are coming. We're going to import more. And this continued through, you know, April and part of May, where companies were importing stuff, where the tariffs were put on hold. So there was a lot of inventory that was brought in. So if you did not have to pay any tariff on the thing that you imported, or you paid a smaller tariff, you didn't have to increase prices. So the reason why pretty much all of the forecasts are for higher inflation down the line, it's that we think that in the second half of the year, there could be some tariff-related inflation. But as you said, it's not bad. I mean, listen, the inflation rate's 2.5% right now, about. And it's probably going to go to above 3%. Maybe it's 3.5%. So I'm not talking about going back to 9%, but we're going to see some inflation. I think the other part of the tariff question is really about the impact on the Fed, right? Because what has happened now is that the Fed has stood still. They have said, we are very worried that these tariffs create a double whammy that would raise the inflation rate a little bit. It would dent economic growth. So that's called stagflation. Use that at your next barbecue. You'll sound so smart. It means the Fed is basically worried that the economy is stagnating, inflation's going to tick up, and therefore they're not taking any action. And I think if you talk to someone in the real estate market, they'll say, you know, the biggest impact of the Fed doing nothing is that the real estate market has really started to just ice over in some respects. I know it's summer, but, you know, it's really not moving because interest rates are still high. So, I mean, high interest rates on credit card balances, auto loans, yes, mortgages, they're going to remain high. Savers are happy. But, you know, I think that the Fed not moving is having a pretty sizable impact on the housing market, which normally at this time of year would be like moving along, and home improvement projects would be moving along. We're just not seeing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money and CBS News. You can read her blogs at jillonmoney.com. Yeah, I mean, the Fed, you know, pausing, obviously, that's the disagreement. I mean, they're still worried, Powell, about some inflation down the road, and Trump wants the cuts, big ones now. But, you know, with the tariffs, since we're going to save a financial independence and some big, beautiful bill stuff for a later date, the goal of the tariffs is twofold. From the administration's perspective, one is to raise revenue, and they're actually, I think, factoring it in terms of how to deal with that gap between what they're spending and you know, the tax cuts and the spending cuts. But the other part of it is to make trade deals to induce countries to make them, and these deadlines are deadlines because they want these trade deals. And so this is all speculation and opinion, not that you would have any, like, real insight info on this stuff. Maybe you do, but Do you feel like there's going to be some sort of cascade of deals? I find it hard to believe that some of these countries are going to bend, but I don't know.
Well, first of all, we do have the upper hand. You know, there is a huge advantage of being the largest economy in the world. So let's be clear about that. Listen, bend. I think that what is happening is there are a series of deals that will be made. They are not all happening at once. I mean, already we thought we had this 90-day pause and, oh, there's going to be so many deals. You know what we have? We have two outlines of deals. We don't even have signed deals. We have an outline of a deal with the UK and we have an outline of the deal with Vietnam. That's all we have. There's nothing else has been announced. And so I think what you're going to see is a quiet extension. You know, the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, goes on the Sunday talk shows and basically starts mentioning August 1st as a date. Where did that come from? I mean, honestly, where did that come from? Was that just like, you know what, everyone wants to go to the beach for a few weeks, so maybe it'll be August 1st, maybe it'll be September 1st. I would not be surprised if everything gets pushed slowly and there are some deals that are announced. It gets a little headline, some deals that just kind of wither away, and there's this 10%. And I do think what's funny about this, and one of the reasons why I think markets are not reacting anymore, is that I believe that right now, if you, the big investors out there came into the year and they thought there was going to be a 10% across-the-board tariff and an increase in tariffs on China from the current rate. That's where we are right now. That's why I think we are seeing markets move past the tariff situation and say, okay, now, are companies making money or not? And if companies are making money, I'm going to buy stocks. You know, we're at all new all-time highs, and it's been a wild ride, if you think about it. Come into the year, markets go up. They crater after April 2nd announcements because those were much higher tariffs than anybody had anticipated. We go down by almost 20%. We come back up it by 20%. And it's all happened within 6-7 months. It's incredible.
Yeah. We've had, I mean, it was not quite like pandemic-y whiplash, but it was significant for sure. Jill, have a great week. I hope you had a good holiday, and we appreciate it as always.
Stay cool, man. It's going to get hot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash.
Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.